Want to mention, you know, you saw Mr. Sessions has terminated the policy that lets legal pot flourish in the United States of America. Will they be going after different states like California? We mentioned that because Democratic State Senator Nicholas Scotti introduced a measure in New Jersey here allowing the recreational use of marijuana by those 21 and older this Tuesday. I believe it's a no-brainer that it's certainly going to be passed. I think the only thing, you know, question will be whether, you know, it's going to go through now if the federal government's going to come in. Let's see, for those 21, you can get up to an ounce of marijuana. Here's the interesting part of this. The taxes are going to be from 7% to start out to 25%. And I just love politicians, almost like when they said in Pennsylvania when they expanded gambling, we need to get more young people to gamble. This politician said the reason they want to start it out at 7% tax is so they can encourage early use. I love it. You can't have politicians saying it. The first one's free. But, you know, at 7%, I think what they really want to do, and this makes sense, it's a brilliant idea, you want to get the street-level drug dealer off the street selling marijuana because you don't want competition. You don't want the people coming to Atlantic City and not going to the store and, you know, paying with the taxes and paying the guy in the corner because it's cheaper. Now, most people would rather go into a store and not pay the scumbag drug dealer in the corner. But if he's a lot cheaper, they may still continue to deal with him. Now, most of Atlantic City's problem on the street, as you know, is heroin, not marijuana. But we do have people selling marijuana. So I think at a 7% tax, they figure they'll knock out their competition. And when they get rid of all the street-level marijuana dealers, then they'll have a captive audience and they'll raise the tax to 25%. And all their customers will have to pay it. So it's a brilliant idea. And we'll see. I don't know how fast it'll get passed, but I think as quick as they can get it passed and set up, it'll be happening. Whether that will happen this summer or not, I'm not sure. You know, we have probably 50 stores selling bongs on the boardwalk, so I'm guessing it's going to be like buy a bag of pot, get a bong free. So that should be coming to Atlantic City, another major attraction.